We're looking at trucking costs and the milk surplus here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin dairy farmers paid higher trucking costs last year to get their milk to market. And we're talking about takeaways from a new report on milk hauling charges in 2018. Are you a dairy farmer? How has the increase in milk hauling charges affected your operation? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter in La Crosse. Hope, thanks for being here.
Happy to join you.
So this recent report from the Upper Midwest Federal Milk Marketing Order revealed some factors cutting into farmers' bottom line. The cost to haul milk has gone up. What do we know there?
Yeah, so this is an annual report that the Milk Marketing Order puts together, and they found that in 2018, across the entire Upper Midwest region, they looked at hauling charges went up about 8 cents, and in Wisconsin, they went up 7 cents. And so, you know, that might not seem like a lot, but in previous years, they've only increased maybe 1 or 2 cents every year. So this, you know, this 7 or 8 cent spike is pretty dramatic.
Why is this going on? What's happening?
So two things. One, diesel fuel costs have increased, and that could also be influencing handlers, the people who actually haul the milk, to charge a little bit more. But the biggest thing is that as we continue to see a supply outweigh demand in the milk market, basically the economists that I talk to, they say farmers are losing their market power. Processers don't have to offer, to subsidize or even just eat the cost of hauling the milk to their plants, you know, they can really afford to shift that cost onto farmers because they don't need to compete for milk.
So previously, how did these operations subsidize the cost to haul milk? How did processors do this?
So, because processing plants, you know, there's always more demand for milk and other dairy products, you know, they would offer these sorts of subsidies on hauling as a way to attract farmers to, you know, sell their milk to them. And so they would cover half the cost of hauling or even the full cost of hauling. And so that way it would just be a cost savings for farmers and it would, you know, allow them to sell more product in the end. This is pretty common. And they also, plants will also offer subsidies for things like quality or even quantity if a farmer can sell them a lot of milk at one time. And so, I've talked to economists with this, oversupply of milk we see on the current market, you know, they say that we've seen these sorts of subsidies or kind of premiums is what they're called, erode across the industry. It's not just the hauling charge.
We're talking with Hope Kerwin. She's WPR's reporter in La Crosse. We're looking at milk hauling costs amid this milk surplus. And you can join in with what you've seen at 800-642-1234. How is this impacting your dairy operation? And did you see a significant increase this year in hauling charges? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Hope, what kind of impact has this had on dairy farmers that you talk to?
So, you know, as you mentioned, we have seen milk prices continue to stay low for almost 4 years now. And so, you know, they're already facing, return on their milk. And so this is just another way that it's kind of eating into their costs. But it's interesting because as we see, you know, in this time of tough prices, we continue to see more consolidation within the industry. And actually, a dairy policy analyst that I talked to at UW-Madison, you know, said that he predicts that we'll continue to see more consolidation, and we might even see farmers start to look at hauling their own milk as a way to look for cost savings in this area, that as they get bigger, it might become more cost effective for them to hire their own driver, buy their own truck, and kind of cut out the middleman, as it were. So, you know, that's just an interesting trend that we will likely continue to see as more consolidation happens.
Well, certainly lots of upfront cost there in behind tying in their own truck and having to do it themselves. How are farmers, are they working around this, or is this just a cost that they have to eat? Are they cutting corners in any way?
Well, I think we have continued to see dairy farms try to cut corners and cut down on their costs because of low prices. That's just kind of the classic response that in times of low prices, which happens often in the dairy industry, it is kind of a cyclical commodity market. We'll see low prices and then, prices will increase as supply and demand shifts. As we've seen this kind of continued down point in the market, farmers have really just tried to buckle down and cut costs wherever they can. But at the end of the day, it may mean that we'll see more farms close or, as I mentioned, consolidate just because they can't cover all of the costs, their usual input costs to produce milk, and now adding on covering the cost of hauling, they just might not be able to make a go of it.
Hope, do you know, is dairy hauling unique, or are we seeing rising trucking costs, hauling costs across other sectors of the farming agriculture industry, for instance, like hay?
Well, as I mentioned, diesel fuel costs have gone up, and so I imagine that is influencing trucking costs across the agriculture industry. But I think this oversupply of milk is definitely creating a unique situation for the dairy industry. And, just a shifting of, who's covering these costs that will likely continue into the future.
Let's go to John joining us from Oconomowoc. Hi, John.
Hi. I'm just calling in. I am a dairy producer, and our costs of hauling in the last 2 years, traditionally we've been heavily subsidized by our milk processor. The milk processor did the hauling. And over the last 2 years, that cost has escalated to about 35 cents a hundredweight, which maybe doesn't seem like a whole lot. And I'd put that on a percentage-wise basis for you, but I'm driving. I'm probably using my smartphone calculator as I'm driving. But well, on top of that, as well as the hauling, we've also seen a decline in what's called basis, which is the difference between the base price and what we actually get paid, our mailbox price. And that's dropped by about 50 to 80 cents a hundredweight, too. And so there's over $1 a hundredweight there in additional costs or lost revenues that have occurred in the last year and a half. And it is discouraging.
John, thank you so much for the call and for that personal experience there. Hope, can you weigh in on this a little bit, what John is facing here?
His comment about the base price and kind of the difference that some farmers enjoy, I mean, that's just another example of those premiums that I was talking about earlier, that farmers in Wisconsin have enjoyed because of, the infrastructure that we have here. And just as, times have become tougher in the dairy industry and we're seeing less demand for the supply that we have, premiums like that have just eroded, and it's really just kind of, a double whammy for farmers to have lower prices and also seeing some of these premiums disappear.
Hope, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hope Kerwin is WPR's reporter in La Crosse. We've been talking about increased hauling costs for dairy farmers in the midst of this supply glut. Up next, it is we'll talk with Assembly Republicans who propose to raise the pay rate for public defenders and private attorneys taking on public cases. We talked to Representative Jim Steinke about that. Stay with us here in the Ideas Network.